Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Celine.
And Celine, do you like to read?
Yeah, I like reading a lot, but I haven't had time to do reading, like enough time.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But what are your favorite kinds of books to read?
I really like Harry Potter, actually.
I love Harry Potter.
Yeah, right? And it's been 20 years, you know?
Oh my gosh. I'm kind of scared to
hear that.
Realize that. Yeah. So you like a lot of maybe fantasy ones? Okay. What about like mysteries or crime stories?
Oh, those are very good too. Like, like Holmes, like yeah, Sherlock Holmes.
Same here. I like reading a lot of like these crimes, mystery books too. I've been reading a lot of James Bond books actually.
Wow.
Because it's like, you know, spy.
I didn't know really James like Bond got books.
Mm-hmm, they do. Mm. I'll let you borrow it one day.
Okay.
All right. So if you like to read, there is a special bookstore in Gongmiao. And if you are a book lover, you should definitely check it out. But let's read today's article to learn more.
A special bookstore in Gongliao.
Emma and Don are at the train station.
Where are we going?
To Gongliao Bookstore. It opened in June.
Is there something special about it?
Yes. If you want a book, you just give them 20 NT dollars and one of your books.
Only 20 NT dollars and an old book? Wow!
That's right. By the way, it used to be a rice shop.
Do they still sell rice?
No. After it closed, some people repaired it so more people would come to Gongliao.
Are there fun things to do at the store?
Yes. What's more, the second floor is a hostel.
That's cool. Are you going to spend the night there?
If I like Gongliao, maybe I will.
The train for Gongliao arrives. Emma and Don get on. Station. Station. I like to take the MRT because there's a station near my house. I like to take the MRT because there's a station near my house. Floorm. Floorm. My family lives on the fifth floor of the building. My family lives on the fifth floor of the building. Spend, 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 spent, spent. We went on vacation to Japan last month. We spent 4 days in Tokyo. We went on vacation to Japan last month. We spent 4 days in Tokyo. Night. Night. Bats come out and hunt insects at night. Bats come out and hunt insects at night.
All right, so we're going to take a look at a conversation today between Emma and Don. And in the beginning, we have a scenario that tells us what they're doing. It says, Emma and Don are at the train station.
Okay, 今天的文章里呢，我们现在看到的这个是场景，一个 scenario。Emma 和 Don, 他们在哪里呢？他们在火车站哦。
Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at the word station. It's spelled S-T-A-T-I-O-N, station.Station is a noun, and it is a place where buses, trains, etc., they stop. So people, or also passengers, they're also called passengers, can get on or get off. Okay, so for example, we have train stations, we have bus stations, and basically these are places where people can get on or off, these buses or trains. We can also use it in a word power sentence like this. I like to take the MRT.Because there's a station near my house. I like to take the MRT because there's a station near my house.
那今天第一个单字呢就是 station。station 是一个名词，那意思呢就是车站。各种车辆把人放下去或是收上来的地方呢都可以说是 station。那我们平常说的公车站牌我们会用 bus stop。但是如果是像客运总站那一种呢我们就可以称它为 bus station。那捷运站呢就是 MRT station。例句的意思就是我喜欢搭捷运因为呢我家附近就有一站。
I really think having an MRT station near your house is very convenient.
Or a U-bike station.
Oh yes, oh yeah, there can be U-bike stations too. Alright, next, let's take a look at what they're going to do. Emma says, where are we going?
Emma 就说那我们要去哪里呢
And then here Don says, to Gongliao Bookstore.It opened in June, so they're going to this special place called Gongliao Bookstore. And then Don tells us it opened in June. When something opens, it means that the store starts its business. So it can mean the year that this place started its business, or it could be the month, and even the time that the store opens and closes as well.
Don 说呢，去贡寮有机书店啊，它在六月开幕了。Open 在这边是当作动词使用，可以当作店家开幕，也可以再说这个每一天开门营业。像是我们要问说某一家店铺几点开门，我们就可以打电话，对不对？然后我们就可以问说，用简单式问说 ，When do you open？When do you open? 就是说早你们几点开门那回答可能就会听到说诶早上九点开门那就是 We open at 9 a.m.
That's right. Emma says, is there something special about it? So why are we going all this way to Gongliao to go to a bookstore, right? Because it's
just a bookstore,
right? Yeah, it's just a bookstore. So what's so special about it? This is what Emma is asking.
Emma 就问说诶这间书店有什么特别的吗会这样问真的我们刚刚都觉得非常合理。你想想看如果没什么特别的我干嘛要特别搭一个火车然后去看一间书店对不对、
Well, actually, Don is going to tell us more. He says, yes, if you want a book, you just give them $20 NT and one of your books. So there is something really special about the store. It's not just any regular bookstore that we see, you know, on the streets. This one, you can just pay for it with 20 NT, and you can also give maybe your old book away.
Wow, that's very cheap.
Yeah, it's actually really nice too. If you finish reading a book, you don't have to throw it away. You can actually exchange it, we can say.
That's true.当然就说对啊如果你要一本书某一本书你就只要给他们多少钱20元和一本你自己的书就好咯只要20元耶
Yeah, and I think the important thing here is also that you can also give away your old books because sometimes we finish reading, we don't know what to do with the books, and this is a great way for you to kind of recycle it again.
I think that's why it's called 有机, like organic. The idea is from that.
In Chinese, I get it now. All right, Emma then says, only $20 NT and an old book?Wow, I think all of us kind of had the same reaction as well. 20 NT is very, very cheap for a book.
Emma 也跟我们一样惊讶，她说，只要新台币20元和一本旧书吗？哇！
And then Don says, that's right. By the way, it used to be a rice shop. Okay, so that's something interesting to learn about as well. So this store also has a kind of like a cool history behind it because he said it used to be a rice shop. Okay, now when something used to be blah, 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 it means that this thing happened in the past and maybe it is no longer true or it doesn't exist anymore. So a long time ago, it was a rice shop, but now, of course, we know it's the Gongliao Bookstore. Or for example, I could say, I used to play the piano, but not anymore. That means I learned how to play maybe when I was younger, but now I don't play it anymore. I don't practice it anymore.
Oh, is it true?
That's very true.
Okay. So, 我们以前都弹钢琴，现在都不弹了。Okay.
Used to.
Yeah, that's used to. 当然说，没错，顺道一提哦，这里曾经是米店哦。Used to 是曾经是什么什么的意思，也就是说暗示了说现在已经不是这样子了。所以用 used to 的时候，后面呢要记得接原形动词。像我们刚刚看到的那句话，后面你仔细看哦，是不是接了原形动词 be 呢？
Mm-hmm. That's right. And Emma says, do they still sell rice? Okay. Well, it used to be a rice store, but I think that could be a really good question. It could be a rice in a bookstore because they're trying to be organic.
That could be possible. Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to be organic.
Yeah. And it must be an old building, right?
I think so as well.
Okay, Emma 接着就问说，那他们还有在卖米吗？
Okay, important question too. Don says, no, after it closed, some people repaired it, so more people will come to Gonglao. So you're right, it's probably an old building, and after the rice shop closed, some people fixed it up, they made it really nicer, so more people can come to Gonglao. Now,a while ago, we said that the bookstore opened in June.
Yes.
Now, we said the rice shop closed. And this is the opposite meaning of open. It just means when a store or business stops their business. So, again, it could be like the time that the year that it stopped its business. It could be the month or even the time. So, for example, the store closes at 10 p.m. It just means that by 10 p.m., people in the store want to go home. They're closed for the night.
关门了.
Exactly. They need to rest as well. So, after the rice shop closed, other people repaired it. They fixed something to make it look nicer too.
OK， 但是说，哎，没有咯，他们结束营业后，有些人把这里修缮好，让更多人想来共聊。那这里的 close 就跟刚刚说的 open 是相反的哦，代表的是结束营业。一样呢，可以拿来指打烊的时间。例如，我们可以问说这间店什么时候打烊，你就可以用现在简单式来问说 when do you close， 或是 when does the store close？
And again, you can also just say the store closes at blah 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 time, or the store closed in the year 2006.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it just depends on if you want to talk about the year, the month, or the time.
Yeah.
Okay, next Emma says, are there fun things to do at the store? Okay.
Are there any?
Yeah, it could be like, you know, it's an old building. I'm pretty sure they must have made it really cool.
I think they must have made some plans for it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Emma 继续问说，她说，诶，这间店里有什么有趣的事情可以做吗？ I'm curious too.
Yeah, Don says, yes. What's more, the second floor is a hostel. Okay, that's really cool then. It's not something we see quite often. So, Don is explaining to us that there's, of course, there's more things at this bookstore. So that's why he says, what's more. What's more just means also...plus or in addition. So he's giving us more information about it.
有除此之外，刚刚这个当然就说除此之外，二楼还是一个什么？还是个旅社呢？那我们刚刚看到叙述，我们现在来进 Magic Box 听讲师讲解叙述的用法吧。
Magic Box 找亮点。
各位夫人，各位老爷啊，别再让我做事了好吗？让我歇歇吧。丫鬟我啊，做了那么久，真的是各式各样的主人都见过了。像我现在这个主人啊，整天只会叫我做东做西。丫鬟我呢，擦了地，洗了衣服，又煮了饭，哦，大大小小的事情通通包了。跟我第一个主人比啊，那实在是天差地别。第一个主人呢，对我很好。My first master was really nice to me. 他还会帮我一起打扫哎，哦。我真的是很想念他，到底何年何月何日，我才能再次遇到这种佛心来的主人呢？哼，人家说啊，初恋总是最美的哦。遇见我第一位主人 ，my first master， 那种幸福的感觉，真的就像初恋一样啊！哎，同学们有没有听到我在 master 前面加了一个？First， 它其实啊就是第一个的意思。那一般来说呢，数字一二三四 ，one two three four， 大家都会很简单。不过啊，当你要说第几的时候呢，就要用表示顺序的数字啦，那就是我们所谓的序数喽。那像丫鬟我啊，是我们家第二个小孩，我呢就可以说 I'm the second child in my family。I'm the second child in my family. 诶，没错，相信你有发现，当数字啊变为序数的时候，是会长得不太一样的哦。诶，那像刚刚说，第一就是从原本数字 one 变成 first，two 就会变成第二，就是 second。 three 则变成 third。 那这些呢其实就是叙述的不规则变化啦，同学们可以稍微记一下哦。那还有一些变化呢，像是六 six， 如果呢要说成第六的话呢，则是必须在后面加上 th 变成 sixth。 那如果呢数字字尾是 ve 结尾的，则要去掉 ve 加上 fth， 那像是五 five 就要变成 fifth。那字尾如果是 t 呢，就要加上 h 就好了，像是八 eight， 直接在字尾加上 h 变成 eighth。那字尾如果是 e 呢，则要去 e 加 th 啦。例如说 nine 九就会变成第九 ninth n i n t h， 那要特别特别的小心哦。还有啊，如果字尾是 ty， 就会变成是去 y 加上ieth 啦，像是三十 thirty 就会变成 thirtieth， 大家也要特别注意它的发音哦，是 thirtieth。 那最后啊，也要提醒大家一个比较特别的规则啦，如果从二十一开始的话，只要将个位数的部分改为序数就好咯，像是二十一 21， 那你只要把个位数 one 的部分改成 first， 合起来呢是不是就是 21st， 就是第二十一咯。哎，那大家放心放心，这些规则呢其实一点都不复杂啦，要还啊我都记得起来了，你一定也可以的好吗？那另外也要提醒大家哦，在使用序数的时候记得要在前面加上 the 或是所有格哦。 I liked my first master 啊，我一直说我很喜欢我第一个主人，没有错，句中的 my 就是个所有格啦，那或是加上 the， 例如说That was the first time that someone treated me like that. 那真的是我有史以来第一次有人对我这么好了啊！我觉得我还是面对现实好了，该去看看我主人是不是要我做什么了。先告辞了。
Oh, okay, so that's cool. The second floor is a hostel. Now let's take a look at the word floor. It's spelled F-L-O-O-R, floor.Now, the floor is the part of the room on which you stand, and it also tells us the level of the building or how tall up or how high up you are in the building. So that's why we learned a while ago, if you are at a higher level of the building, you use different numbers to describe it. So, for example, you can say the ground floor.First floor, second floor, third floor, 10th floor. Use numbers to describe how high up in the building you are. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, My family lives on the fifth floor of the building. My family lives on the fifth floor of the building.
希望大家都学会序数的使用啦。那要讲第几第几呢，就可以用序数来表示，对不对？像是第几楼第几名都可以这样用。那 floor 则是今天的第二个 word power word。那通常 floor 可以当作地板来解释，但是今天呢，我们是要来解释成楼层。那像是刚刚例句的意思，就是说我们家住在这栋大楼的五楼，就是 fifth floor。
Now we keep saying the second floor is a hostel. What exactly is a hostel? It's a place where people can stay. It's kind of like a hotel for when you are traveling around. Usually, the good thing about hostels is that it's quite cheap and it's not too expensive to stay there. And at hostels, you usually share a bathroom with other people or maybe you might share a room with other people, depending on how much money you pay for, depending on what room you chose.
Sometimes, bunk beds, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can also sleep on bunk beds. And maybe in this room, there can be like 8 or 10 bunk beds.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we have hostels, which are good options for people who want to stay at a place that's not too expensive.
That's
we also
right.
have bed and breakfast. Okay, so it's also like a hotel, but you stay with the host. And the host provides you a bed, a place to sleep, and also breakfast as well. So that's why they call it, that's why they call it bed and breakfast.And we can also shorten it to B&B.
B&B.
Yeah. Actually, those are quite nice too because you can sometimes talk to the host too.
Yeah, so you can know that like the local culture or like local food.
That's right.
Hostel 呢，那个 hostel 听起来，看起来都跟 hotel 很像，那其实它就是比较便宜的这个住宿选择啊。通常可能要跟其他人旅人共享一个卧室啊，或者是这个浴室，常常呢 都是你会看到做成上下铺的样子，等于呢就是付钱买一个床位。那至于刚刚 Tiffany 说的这个 bed and breakfast 就是 B&B， 就是提供你一个床位还有早餐的另外一种住宿选择啦。其实呢大概就是比较像是我们的民宿。
That's right. That's right. Next, Emma says, that's cool. Are you going to spend the night there? Okay, yeah, that could be an option too. So you don't have to go to Gongliao just for the bookstore. You can also spend the night there.
Yeah, stay there for the night. 接下来 Emma 说，听起来真不错诶，你要在这里过夜吗？ Spend the night.There,
right,
here.
We saw the word spend. It's spelled S-P-E-N-D, spend. To spend time with something or spend time somewhere means to allow time to pass while doing something, or when you're at a particular place. So, for example, if I say I want to spend the summer in Hualien, it means that I want to go there, I want to relax, I want to let time pass at this place. Or I can also say, she spent 3 months living in Japan. It means that she used the time, she let time pass, she was in Japan for 3 months. Now, sometimes you also hear the phrase spend the night. It means that you just sleep at somewhere or sleep at a place for a night. So, for example, I could say, I spent the night at Jessica's house. We had a pajama party. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, we went on vacation to Japan last month. We spent 4 days in Tokyo. We went on vacation to Japan last month. We spent 4 days in Tokyo.
今天第三个 word power word 是 spend， 三态呢就是 spend。那 spend 可以用来表示花钱或是花时间。今天的文章我们学到的用法是花时间度过，像是 spend the night 就是度过夜晚的意思哦。那例句的意思呢，就是说我们上个月去日本度假，在东京待了4天。
And that's why I'm asked, are you going to spend the night there? Now, night is spelled N-I-G-H-T, night. Night is when the sun goes down and it's dark outside. The stars are out, the moon is shining. That is night. Okay, that is nighttime. It's the opposite of day. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, bats come out and hunt insects at night. Bats come out and hunt insects at night.
第四个 word power word 是 night.是名词，意思呢就是夜晚，那通常会接在介系词 at 之后， at night 跟 morning 还有 afternoon 的用法很不一样哦。那刚刚的例句意思就是说蝙蝠会在夜晚的时候出来猎捕昆虫。
Alright, next is, if I like Gongliao, maybe I will. So he's saying that maybe if Emma really really likes it, maybe he'll spend the night too.
那个 Don 就回答说，就是我喜欢，如果我喜欢共聊，或许我会住哦。这是非常实际的回答。
Yeah. And then last we seen the article, it says the train for Gongliao arrives, Emma and Don get out. So, oh, I'm really excited for them actually.
最后呢是我们的场景啊，往共聊的火车到站了，那 Emma 和 Don 上车。那往哪里的车我们可以说 the train for a place， 像是往高雄的火车我们就可以说 the train for 高雄。那到站的时候我们就可以用 arrive 这个字，要记得、这种大型的交通工具通常上车都是用 get on 这个动词片语，而不是 get in 哦。
That's right. Alright, so I hope they have a lot of fun in Gongliao and you guys can also check it out as well.
Yep.
But let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so we're going to fill in the blanks today. I'm going to give you guys a sentence, and you guys have to guess the word that fits in the blank. And you can try to be faster than Celine, too.
Yeah, beat me.
All right. All right, so let's take a look at the first one. It says, I'm at your apartment building. Which blank are you on?
It's a building, so it must
which
be floor.
That's
floor,
right. Okay, the next one. You shouldn't walk by yourself at blank. It's dark, and there are a lot of strange people around.
Oh, if it's dark, then it must be night.
That's good. Next, I like to blank my weekend reading books and relaxing at home. I think you like to do this.
Oh, I love it. Okay, spend.
That's right.
Spend my weekend.
Okay, last one, guys. Try to see if you can beat her, okay? Can you meet Jessie at the train blank? She will arrive at 7:30 p.m.
Oh.
This one's so easy. Come on.
Station.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, did you guys get all the right answers? Well, I hope you guys did. And if you do have a chance, go visit Gongliao. It's a really special place.
Yep.
And you can also give away your old books, too. But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Celine.
We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
A special bookstore in Gongliao.
Emma and Don are at the train station.
Where are we going?
To Gongliao Bookstore. It opened in June.
Is there something special about it?
Yes. If you want a book, you just give them 20 NT dollars and one of your books.
Only 20 NT dollars and an old book? Wow!
That's right. By the way, it used to be a rice shop.
Do they still sell rice?
No. After it closed, some people repaired it so more people would come to Gongliao.
Are there fun things to do at the store?
Yes. What's more, the second floor is a hostel.
That's cool. Are you going to spend the night there?
If I like Gongliao, maybe I will.
The train for Gongliao arrives. Emma and Don get on. Station. Station. I like to take the MRT because there's a station near my house. I like to take the MRT because there's a station near my house. Floor. Floor. My family lives on the fifth floor of the building. My family lives on the fifth floor of the building. Spend, 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 spent, spent. We went on vacation to Japan last month. We spent 4 days in Tokyo. We went on vacation to Japan last month. We spent 4 days in Tokyo. Night. Night. Bats come out and hunt insects at night. Bats come out and hunt insects at night.